Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talofa! Do you know what language that is?
What is that?
That's a Polynesian.
Talofa!
It's Samoan.
Samoan, yeah!
Oh. See?
Good Samoan. Ear, JC. How did you guess that?
It seemed like something The Rock would say.
Yes, he is actually half Samoan, so yes. I have a Samoan uncle. I learned that very young.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Hello.
I also like Samoas.
Oh, this is the Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, isn't it the season now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're out of the belt.
I won't answer the door. I see them. I close the shutters. I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Unless you have Samoas.
No, I will buy too many boxes. They're delicious.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Happy Friday.
You too.
Yeah. And to whatever day it is that you're listening to this podcast, thank you for tuning in or listening, streaming the Off the Mic podcast. I'm going to get right into it. This morning, today was just a whirlwind.
Oh,
it went
gosh.
By so fast. But particularly today, the one thing that just jumped out was having a stranger on the show.
That could have turned out very bad. I was thinking about that, you guys. That could have turned out really, really bad.
I got to say, you had me like... laughing so hard off the mic during the show that I had like I got a headache from laughing so hard. I'm like, swear to God, I went and got aspirin because I was laughing so hard. This guy standing in our parking lot and us doing the voice of him, whatever he's saying, oh, in tears.
There's a guy, he's just standing there. We don't know who he is, so we start making up conversations for him. Like, have you ever seen Mystery Science Theater
3000
or whatever? They would watch movies and they would talk as if they were the people. And so... we see this guy, we're like, hey, how you doing? Just standing here waiting next to this Mustang. Hey, oh man, it's automatic. Oh, Joey from the block would not like that automatic Mustang. What the heck? Like stuff like that we thought he was saying, even though he wasn't.
And it was just standing there for like 15 minutes. It was a good looking guy, dressed really nice too. He had a fedora on, white pants. In February, I don't know, but
I have ran out of pants. I was like, okay, do I go with the jeans for the third day in a row, or do I go with the white pants? I went with the white pants. Come on, geez.
So we decided to have Jocelyn go out and see who he was, and he was like a sports bookie, line odds maker,
handicapper
to record a show. So we brought him in and we put him on with us, and he was a super nice, long-winded, but super nice guy.
Let's analyze what you just said. We sent out our 23-year-old producer.
Yes.
By herself to go approach a strange man and ask him what he's doing. No one with her. And then not just that, then she brings him in. Then we make her go back to him and ask him what he does for a living. He could have been like, well, actually, I'm wanted by the FBI and you're now my hostage. Thank you very much. You
but
know,
it was so odd because he came in, super nice guy. We put him on the air. We took pictures. And then he had like 30 minutes to kill before his actual real radio interview, and he sat in our green room, and I asked Jocelyn to ask him to move because I felt it was so awkward every time I left to go to the bathroom and see him.
So now, again, to summarize, he made our 23-year-old producer walk out and kick a man out. It was just
so great. I couldn't
do
it. I couldn't. I tried to think of nice ways to like, hey, buddy, let's go on down the hallway and, you know, find the people you're looking for. And he's like, oh, I got 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do?
Listen, sweetheart, I'm doing my bookie stuff here. If someone by the name of Crazy Eddie calls you, I wasn't here. You never saw me.
And then his friend, the guy who actually, I don't know why I'm yelling, I'm sorry. The guy who was actually interviewing him is not even from here. He's from LA or something. But he looked like he was from, like, and I'm saying this in the most loving way possible. He had an awesome tan. He had a hat. He looked like he came off of Jersey Shore.
Oh,
like he was out to party.
I'm Snooki's dad. What do you want from me?
And he came in hot. I saw that guy pull in. Came in his caddy, black caddy, tinted windows. He parked, and I think he actually kicked the door down.
Well, he parked in our no parking zone.
He doesn't care.
He's like, I don't care. There's no parking for me. I park when I want.
He walked. I don't know. I think he just manhandled the door open, walked in, and yells at the guy. Tells me at the wrong spot.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. I thought I was in trouble.
Well, sorry for putting you in harm's way.
It's Mercedes' idea.
I'm not going to deny that.
That's awesome. Somebody actually sent us a message on, I think, our Instagram and said we should do that as a bit and just invite a stranger into the studio. Like, we have people wandering around in the back and just have them come in.
Who
like,
said you thought you were a Lyft driver? Because the Lyft offices are next door. Someone said, I think, are you a Lyft driver that's just lost?
That's what I thought maybe it was, but I don't know. Maybe that's an idea. Do you have, remember the show Perfect Strangers?
Yes.
Maybe we do a bit called Perfect Strangers where every week, that if we see a stranger out there, we just bring them in and we find out who they are and we interview them.
Because looking at that guy, the last thing I thought was that he was a bookie odds maker. Like, I didn't think that. I thought he was like a music executive. That's what he looked like to me.
Maybe, just no murderers or kidnappers are allowed to apply.
True.
Just FYI. That's good. But everyone else, it's open to you.
Totally fine.
You know, there's some like criminal out there right now is like, darn it,
I'm a kidnapper. Why you? What you got against kidnappers?
What did I do wrong?
So we were earlier in the week, we mentioned something offhand that I thought was really interesting. You guys wanted to take the show and broadcast from just a random location. And you've done broadcasts before at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. But you're like, let's just go somewhere, get on a plane. I think it was based on a story of one of JC's buddies who just got on a plane to Florida.
He just left.
He just left and then he decided it was a bad idea and came back. But if you guys could choose anywhere to do the show from, where would it be and why?
I say New York City.
You just want to, just from Times Square?
Wouldn't it be great?
Place?
The action and the vibe and the feel of the city. New York City in the summertime.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Oh, yeah, the humidity.
In Times Square. If we're outside of Times Square, I'm cool with it.
But just think like all the action we can get with like the Fallon, all the late night shows and all the madness. Like, I don't know. That'd be fun.
That would be cool. I would pick somewhere like Australia because I would love to get like the Australians on with us and have them talk to us. There's a show in Australia, Kyle and Jackie O. Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, I think so.
They're big down there. And I think that would be cool to like broadcast from their studios. Oh my gosh, you should see their studios. They're so nice. They have their own studio. Like the rest of the station, they can't use the Kyle and Jackie O studio. Wouldn't
what
that be cool
heck?
If we had our own studio?
That, yeah. When I was in D.C., we had that.
You did?
Had our own studio. It was
Why'd
so nice.
Why'd you come back? Are you stupid?
I missed you that much.
I'm just kidding. I love you too.
That's awesome. I definitely Australia. I heard of them actually.
They're good.
They're getting huge. They're like getting huge over here.
They
like,
make
okay,
millions
let's not talk
of
about
dollars.
It too much,
oh, sorry.
Okay,
I mean, no.
Don't
they
go
suck.
Looking for their podcast.
No, don't actually.
I don't think they have a podcast. They really don't.
No, they don't.
I really
the Australians, they don't podcast.
.au.
They don't. Okay, last thing. We mentioned this. Kelly Clarkson, she took on the Pepper Challenge, did she not?
Yeah, ALS to bring awareness to that.
Right. So we've done the One Chip Challenge. JC, you sat out on that one, and that's okay. I give you a pass. I know you don't like spicy foods. But are we going to do this Pepper Challenge come next week? Yes or no?
I think that I'm just going to throw this out there. I think JC should do it on Monday. And just for the fact that you were not in the One Chip Challenge, which I agree with Jocelyn. I'm glad you didn't do it. It would have been awful. But I think you can do the habanero pepper.
Isn't that hot?
Yeah.
They're spicy, but
yeah, but
I
your
think
spice
you
level is different than mine. Like a green pepper burns my tongue.
A green pepper?
Oh my gosh, a red pepper?
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Red peppers are sweet,
they're sweet,
aren't they?
Not on my tongue.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want me to have a habanero
oh my
pepper.
Oh gosh. JC has a cinnamon Jolly Rancher it freaks out. Like, what the heck is wrong with you?
So if you want me to, can I do the, what's the orange pepper?
Isn't that a habanero?
No, the big orange ones. That's habanero?
A bell pepper.
I'll do the bell pepper challenge on Monday.
No.
I'll buy the peppers. I'll do the pepper challenge.
He's going to do the Dr. Pepper challenge on Monday.
Oh, my goodness, JC.
Forget that. Whatever. Party pooper.
All right. Well, that wraps up Off the Mic for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.